Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you have started your day very, very well, or ending it, depending on whereabouts you are in the world, obviously. It will depend on what is true in that statement. So I'm going to go through and have a little walk through, I guess, where we're at, run a couple of scenarios by you to see where you, you know, to give you some, just some food for thought, I suppose, and basically just sort of walk back through a couple of options I think we may have coming up in the market, and just sort of give you that perspective. Because look, right now, let's be honest, there's really not a lot going on. It's a very flat market as we speak. I mean, I'm now looking through the entire top 100 against Bitcoin, my list there, and there's very little in the way of movement. I mean, I can tell you right now that Bitcoin Diamond, which you wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole, is up 16%. Wave, surprisingly, against Bitcoin has just had a spike up, which is quite significant. It's up 22%. And there's the odd, I mean, that's really, let me just have a look if there's anything else there. There's nothing. Oh, Monaco has also moved 10%, but it doesn't look that great, if I'm honest. And Bitmark, the one and only, is also up 20-odd percent today. So, I mean, my point being is this. There's not that much in the way of momentum at the moment. The markets aren't really moving. There's very little in the way of very clear trading opportunities, if you will. And it's a really important time right now for all traders and investors, really. Traders, the perspective needs to be, well, I mean, we've got one choice. It's to be patient. That is literally all we have. We just have to be patient, wait for our opportunities to align or present themselves, and then attack when the opportunity does align. So it's not a great deal of activity right now. I mean, we do have some great trends out there that are still falling hard. I mean, Cardano is still falling very hard against Bitcoin. That is representing the odd opportunity hither and there. But I mean, looking at the top 10 as well, it's a really, really quiet market. The biggest mover right now, let's have a look, is Cardano, down 4.29%. But everything's between sort of, I mean, most are not down a full percent. I mean, Bitcoin's up 0.77%, but it's just a dead chart right now. It's very, very sideways. Ethereum, it's even Ethereum slowed down. I mean, it's down 1% right now, which is nothing when you compare the sort of movements we've been having on Ethereum day in and day out. They've just been getting, it's just been getting flogged pretty heavily. And that in its own right has been setting up some great opportunities, especially cost with Bitcoin. If you're trading margin, this is where opportunities present themselves, because, you know, if you're looking at you know, a margin trade, you can get very good volume on Ethereum against Bitcoin contract, or whether it's a contract or not, I'm not quite sure these days. But I mean, the market does move well. There's good volume on that, and there's also really good volatility at the moment. So it certainly suggests anyone who is margin trading checks that contract out. Bitcoin Cash is down 3.6%, but just holding those lows, it's again not looking all that inspired. It could very easily go either way, more than likely going sideways for the time being. EOS also. EOS is just stuck there, very, very, very stuck sideways. It's not doing anything, hasn't done for the last few days after the very large drop that EOS saw last Thursday, a very heavy, heavy drop from $6.50 falling all the way to $5.16. Now, that is a big capitulation there. I'm just seeing the news now that Waves has jumped 20% after launching smart contracts on its mainnet. Just to give some perspective as to why Waves had moved there. The thing is, if you're a Waves holder, be very aware that often when we see these quick shots up, they're very, very quickly met by selling coming back into the market. Now, whether that be the case or not at the moment remains to be seen, of course, but I can tell you one thing. You know, often when we see in a bear market, the market market move up quickly, people exit very quickly as well. The thing is because it's the only thing moving, maybe other people will move into that. I'm not quite sure. But as always, it's not a bad idea at all to be locking in some profits if you are in a position like that. Cardano, a very nice downtrend here. It's a little bit divergent, so actually it's not a nice downtrend. It's a little bit divergent than that 4-hour. I'd want to see a little bit more activity before I was actually willing to jump in and look for opportunities. Stellar Lumens, is still very sideways. It's sitting on that daily support. It's been a messy chart for a very long time, and it continues to look like that. NEO is also holding very, very sideways. I mean, look, I could literally go through these markets. I mean, looking at IOTA, looking at Ripple, and Ripple's actually had a bit more extension to the downside. Not great, though. I mean, it's literally the same as yesterday. There's very, very little that has changed since yesterday, and it appears to me the market is sitting here waiting for the next moves. Now, it's a nerve-wracking time for many people, but like I did say, and I'll quote yesterday's show again, the people that I know that have done very well long-term investing, especially some of these people that I spoke to on Friday at the event that I was hosting, they're not concerned whatsoever. So am I concerned? Absolutely not. What I do want to see is some great trends come back, because we did have a period of prosperity there for us traders. We saw some really good trends. I mean, I had 12 to 15 different things in my watch list each day, and when I have those sorts of opportunities, those sorts of trends, I do get great trading opportunities, and so too do the members. So while I'm on that, guys, jump across to Twitter, my LinkedIn, get me on Instagram, and if you're not already, getting the free bi-weekly video newsletter, because you will be receiving one today. Scroll down to the bottom of the homepage and register yourself if you haven't already. Have a great day. Be patient. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.